This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Class, I have a forecast for you. And this is my opinion. Okay, I haven't read this anywhere. This is just the way I feel about it. As corporations and corporations posing as governments destroy everything, those left will look to farmers to rescue them. Let me say that again. These are my words. As corporations and corporations posing as governments destroy everything, those left will look to farmers to rescue them. Gwyneth, any comments about that? Gwyneth, you're breaking up. Could you see if you can get a different vantage point?
Farmland.
Okay, could you restart that? We didn't hear a single part of that. Could you restart your response, please?
Thank you, Ed. BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, and Bill Gates are all buying massive quantities of farmland right now. That's beginning. Does that make sense? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can, and the class can hear you.
Can you understand why you couldn't hear me before?
Yeah. So do you agree with what I said?
Yeah, I do. But these people don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to farm. And I was listening to somebody else on a podcast. And it might have been Diego Futter, it might have been Joel Salatin. And he said, people come from the city and they look at the farmers and, you know, they're wearing old clothes and they might be chewing on a bit of grass or something. And they say, oh, these people, they're the local yokels. You know, they haven't got a very high IQ. Any dummy can farm. And then they buy this farmland and they think that they can do it and they fall in a screaming heap because they don't know what the dickens they're doing. They don't know what they're doing and they don't, they think that any dummy can put a seed in the ground and make it grow. Well, that ain't necessarily so because you have to know the right time of year to do it and you have to know the right cycle of seasons to do it.
We see it all the time. We see people moving in from the big city. They've gotten some money from selling their higher priced, higher valued property and come here to Missouri and end up buying a farm, and first thing they do is hire a bulldozer to mow and bulldoze everything down that's in sight. And they want it straight, they want it clean, they want it level. They don't understand about terracing, they don't understand about nature, they don't understand about weather cycles, and they don't understand that the cows need trees for cooling and protection in inclement weather. They don't understand that that soil erosion happens when you don't have grass that grows. And so they turn to the new methods of farming, which is fertilize. And even the USDA has been advocating, well, don't y'all be letting your cows water in your creeks. Fence them out of your creeks so that, well, we can help you build a well. And we'll pay three-quarters of the cost of the well, and you can extract some of the most pure water on the planet for your cows. Makes no sense at all. Makes no sense at all. You know, I'll tell you what we do, class. We have a pond. I have many ponds, but just one in particular. And this pond has water that runs downhill into the pond. So it rains. The rainwater lands on the grass. The grass grows. The grass becomes a filter, and it prevents erosion. The grass. That's what grass does. And as the water travels downhill, it ends up in this pond, and the pond collects water. And fish just show up. Turtles show up. Wildlife just shows up at the pond. And then we have a piece of pipe with half-inch holes drilled in it that rises up from the bottom of the pond, and it travels, it's PVC pipe, and it travels to a cattle waterer, which has a float in it. And it's like a toilet tank. And it holds about 300 gallons of water. And what happens is the water from the pond naturally wants to go further downhill. So it goes into this pipe, and it goes into this cattle waterer. And as the cattle drink the water level in this tank, this concrete tank, lowers. And then this float valve lets water in to replace that water from the pond. It's a great system. It uses no electricity. No electricity whatsoever. It's all mechanical. The rain falls from the sky, lands in the pond, sediment settles from whatever's in the rain to the bottom of the pond. The cows drink water from above that level and from a pipe, and it just works and works and works. No maintenance. No maintenance for, well, I don't know, let's say, I would think that it'll run for 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 years, 100 years, more. That's what people can do. But if you listen to those that are in the know, they'll tell you, well, drill a well, get a well pump. Oh, you don't have electricity out there, no problem. Call the electric company. They'll put some power lines in. They'll charge you $32.50 for the meter before you start using electricity, and you can pump water out of your own well. And deplete the aquifer of the best water that you're going to find. That's what we're doing. Not the Finelli family, but that's what other people are doing. Makes no sense, right? I know a guy that's got seven waterers. And each one has a meter. 7 meters on their farm. 7 times $32.50 a month for the privilege of paying for more electricity. So the electric companies like that? Absolutely they like it. How much does a cattle waterer use in terms of electricity? I don't know, maybe $15, $20 a month. So you use $15 or $20 a month in electricity and have a $32.50 meter to enable you to pay for that electricity? It's crazy. I don't get it. I don't understand how people can be lured into these schemes. And speaking of schemes, Gwyneth, I know you want to talk about how you manage your pasture, but you also want to talk about a scheme with solar power and generators and charge controllers and inverters, right? Hey, Gwyneth, you there? You know what? I think we might have lost Gwyneth. Let's see. Looks like I'm here. But I don't see anything from the Gwyneth side of the meters. I'll tell you what. Looks like I've been monologuing for about 4 minutes and 31 seconds. What I'll do is I will disconnect and... Okay, Gwyneth, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah,
okay.
I called back in. I was dropped, and I can't figure out why, Vincent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm being sarcastic, of course. Whenever we get to talking about this sort of topic, we get calls dropped. We get all sorts of shenanigans that go on. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Were you able to hear any of what I said about cattle waterers and the way we do it here at the farm?
We let our cows. This is how you're going to do it.
Yeah, we let them drink out of the creek, and the wet weather creek. Actually, probably have a couple of those on the farm, depending on what you'd call a creek. And we have ponds that fill up from rainwater, precipitation, snow, hail. And it works. It just, without any intervention, it works. Sometimes we have to repair a culvert that washed away, serious rainstorms. But other than that, these systems just work without electricity.
Yeah, that's how it is. And if you set up your farm this way, then you get great levels of production. You get your landscape maintains its fertility and everything just works. Because what you're doing is you're replicating natural systems. And I'll finally say about my method of improving pasture with a spade or a shovel. And that is that I put in trenches on my landscape. Sometimes they're on contour, and sometimes if it's a flatter part of a farm, I will make donut-shaped trenches or spiral-shaped trenches on my land, and I will have it so that the water channels into these trenches. And I get the trenches, and I might put some wood chips in the bottom of them, or I might put some food-grade plastic weight.
Uh-oh. Wendy, are you there? And, it looks like we lost her again. Okay, so... Yeah, we lost her again. So I'm sure Gwyneth is going to call in. So what she does is she takes a spade, a shovel, and she digs around her trees, let's say 2 or 3 feet outside of the trunk of the tree, and she digs around there so that water will collect there. And then the rainwater, when it does rain, it will water the trees. And it works great. Now, in our case, we had a massive drought. And it lasted a couple of years. And what I did in order to keep our fruit trees alive was I bought buckets. I bought a pallet of used food-grade buckets. And I think they were used for garlic. And where does garlic come from? China. Garlic mostly comes from China. And these white buckets were rinsed, and I cleaned them out. And I drilled a little tiny hole in the bottom, and I let water drip, drip, drip to water the trees. We saved them. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation opinion on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. So, Gwyneth, it's been a tough road to hoe. You got knocked off again.
We got dropped off again. I'll just quickly finish saying about my trench system. What I do is I might put in a irrigation line of soaker hose buried a few inches below the surface of the horse manure that's in the trench. And I will have it hooked up to what you would call a faucet, what we would call a tap, which is like a standpipe in the irrigation line. And what happens then is I leave the tap permanently turned on with a hose going from the tap to the soaker, and which is in the bottom of there. Which is buried in the horse manure, which is in the trench. And that means that the horse manure in the trench is permanently damp. And then in the trench, I can plant beans, I can plant sorghum, I can plant maize, I can plant pumpkins through the summer. And there's my crop system. And all I have to do, I've found that it's really bad here to just go and plant seeds in the field. probably they're not going to survive. Probably they're not going to emerge. So I germinate my beans and pumpkins and sorghum and whatever other seeds I need to in forestry tubes in a propagation area in my house. And because many years ago, the people who built this house, they were a pair of hippies, and they used to cultivate marijuana on the stuff. This was like back in the 1980s, when they built this house in 1985. But they made the living room to be a really beautiful propagation area for germinating and propagating plants. It's absolutely perfect that the sun just comes streaming in the window, at a fireplace. It's warm. It's just a big. It's just a big area. It's just great for propagating. And I can guess what they used to propagate in here, but I propagate pumpkins. And I propagate beans and I propagate sorghum and whatever other vegetables and whatever that I need to plant. And then I take the seedlings and then I plant them in these irrigated spirals out in the paddock. And they do well. And I've only just figured this out, Vincent. I only just figured it out. And to set up each one of these new areas might cost $50-$60 to set up a new spiral, and that is to get the standpipe, to get the hose, to get the stoker hose, the fittings. But once it's set up, it's going to be there forever, practically, because the hose is, you know, going to last for a long time. And the soaker hose is going to pretty well last forever. But I just have to remember that it's there and do most of my irrigation by just digging in the soil. But because it's compost, it's going to be easy to dig in with just my hands. So this is how I figured out how to do it. And from these areas, I will get a crop of beans, I'll get a crop of pumpkins, and I'll get a crop of sorghum. And the latest one I've just planted in the middle of the latest spiral, I've just planted a sorghum tree. Not a sorghum tree, a moringa tree. I've just planted a moringa tree that I germinated from a seed in the middle of the latest spiral, and by the time that autumn comes, it will be big enough to where it can look after itself in our climate. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and Dr. Sheely loves moringa trees and the leaves, which are edible.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. One congressman says the president needs to have his mental capability tested. GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test or withdraw from the presidential race. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the key to improving national security. In a social media post, he emphasized the urgency of reforming the asylum and parole systems due to illegal migration. McConnell insists on meaningful policy changes at the southern border before considering any supplementary national security legislation in the Senate. The U.S. ships fired on near Yemen were not actually the intended targets, according to Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's gonna be sliding.
When you go to DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, Glenn is talking about a synergistic relationship among plants and animals and us. And that synergistic relationship is fabulous. So when Gwyneth takes the horse manure and applies water to it, it is moist. The bacteria forms automatically. The microbes decomposes the horse manure into usable elements that the plants can absorb and the plants can thrive. And Gwyneth, it sounds to me like your system of irrigating with subsoil irrigation is a great way to have a lush medium for growing vegetables. And, of course, trees and other plants. So it's a great way to go, and it's a great way of, you know, moving the manure from where it is to where it's really useful to you.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can hear me or not.
Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Okay, now that's fine. It's got dropped again, just as the ads were coming. just in the middle of the ad.
I know what happened. I was able to fix it. I know what happened. I was able to take care of it. But go ahead.
Okay, no, that's good. Yeah, but this is if you do it this way, it's not just the bacteria that show up. The fungus shows up, and the soil biology, the earthworms, the dung beetles, and all the rest of them show up. And when they show up, then that's the foundation of your soil ecology. And they start out their life in the manure-filled trench, whether it's a donut-shaped trench or whether it's a spiral-shaped trench or whether it's a straight line on contour trench. But what happens is that they move out into the surrounding soil. And they make tunnels into the surrounding soil that's not in the trench, and and the surrounding soil begins to get improved. So you find that pretty soon it's not just the compost in the trench, it's the whole area around the spiral or the donut or the trench on contour, the swale, the manure-filled swale, that is fertile. And you can plant the berm with plants that are a little bit hardier, like agaves and prickly pears and tree aeoniums and all these sorts of things. I grow hundreds of tree aeoniums here because they are really fully edible. And you break a piece off, you stick it in the dirt, and it grows. And our climate, and it's a semi-arid climate. So there's an advantage to something where you can say, well, I'll just break a branch off and stick it in the ground and give it some water, and there you go. I know that it's going to take root. Prickly pears are like that. So are tree aeoniums, agave americana, century plants. They produce offspring from around their bases. So you dig the offspring up from around the bases, and they produce them constantly. And you just dig them up and you transplant them, and they stabilize the soil and they provide shade, and they put sugar into the soil, and eventually, many decades from now, when they die off, they will produce a vast mass of organic matter which will rot back into the soil. And but once a patch of century plants is there, it'll be there for centuries. They just keep propagating themselves, which is actually a good thing because they provide homes for the wildlife, you know. And some people regard them as being a darn nuisance because they're thorny and they're spiky and they're stubborn and they're hard to dig up. But you know, you can get the leaves of the century plant and you can put them through, you can cut them up and put them through a chipper, and you can turn them into silage and you can feed that silage to your livestock. And you can make the silage in big IBC cubes if you want to do it on a grand scale, or you can make the silage in 20-litre buckets if you want to do it on a not-so-grand scale. Either way, it works. And you take a plant that just grows without any assistance from anyone on your land, and, you know, for an afternoon's work, you get a huge amount of livestock fodder in a semi-arid climate. And just if everybody did this, I wouldn't be a worry that there's no more harbour facilities because they've all been blown up by the Ukrainians or the Russians or whoever it is that's blowing them up. You know, it wouldn't be a problem if we lost all of the nitrogen production facilities because everybody's farm would be making so much nitrogen just as a matter of course. But nobody would be worried about it. You know, what do these CAFO farmers do with their manure? They scrape it up and they put it in big heaps and probably send it to landfill, for all I know. You know, that's a horrendous waste of a marvelous resource. It really, really, truly is. You know, these manure piles absolutely golden for the landscape. And manure pits are absolutely golden for the landscape.
Gwyneth, let's prove that right now. Let's prove it. So, class, have you ever seen a pasture where cows graze and you see these clumps of grass growing that look really lush, that dot the field? Have you ever seen that? That is where the cow pies are. So if the farmer does not spread the cow pies the way we do and make that cow manure available to a larger surface of the field, if they just let it sit there in a pile, the grass will be thick and lush and tall and green right where that cow pie is. You know, for, let's say, a 2-foot diameter circle. That's the proof that it absolutely positively works. It doesn't kill the grass. It lets the grass thrive. And Gwyneth, here's another thing. As you were describing this, I was thinking about if you take a piece of wood, it can be a piece of plywood, doesn't have to be, it can be a board, it can be a log, it could be a piece of cardboard. And if you just put that down on the ground, let's say it's a cardboard box, and you flatten that cardboard box out and you just put it on the ground, just leave it there. You will find that under that piece of cardboard or wood or log or board, within about a month, there'll be lots and lots of earthworms right there. They just show up. They just show up. And they dig holes in the soil. They aerate the soil. And they make the soil better. Everybody knows that, right? Earthworms are really beneficial to gardens. They just show up. You don't have to do any work. Just give them a place to thrive. Gwyneth, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And even sheet metal, you know, although the sheet metal tends to get hot and bakes them as well, so cardboard or planks of wood don't do that. But that is absolutely true. And the other thing that does it is because I have my horse stabled at night, that means that every day I get a barrow load, sometimes two barrow loads of stable hay. That's her bed because she wets the bed every single night. She wets the bed and she wets the bed in the same place. And so there's about maybe five, six, seven square feet of hay in her stable. This is out of about 100 square feet area of her bed area, and about 5 or 6 or 7 square feet of that area is pee-pee. So, and she won't eat it because why would you eat something that you'd peed on? You wouldn't eat it and neither would she. So you get this barrow load of pee-pee hay, and, you know, that is the most amazing mulch, garden mulch, that you could possibly imagine is hay that has been peed on by a horse. And so I take it out and I put it in a pile, and when I need mulch for my garden, I know where to go. Or when I need mulch for a new spiral that I've dug, and I'm in the middle of digging a new spiral at the moment, actually, and so I'll fill it with horse manure and I'll fill it with and then I'll top the horse manure off with stable hay. And this trench is about 27 metres long, so approximately 27 times 3 is about 300 feet long. So this is, and it's dug by hand. And this is, it was a narrower trench, but we've had rain here. And it's still raining. We've had about 2 inches of rain so far this week. And this is supposed to be summer. And it's supposed to be El Nino. And everybody was saying, oh, we've got a drought coming, we've got a drought coming, we've got a drought coming. And they're still saying, oh, yeah, well, we've got a bit of rain now, but just watch out, December's going to be dry. And it might be. But for the moment, we've had 2 inches of rain in the last few days. And, you know, oh, doggy, what you doing? I've got a dog here. So that's about 50 millimetres of rain, and which is really good for the garden, and it means that the soil is soft. And so I'm out there with my spade and I'm digging trenches while the soil is soft, and then I'll be filling them. And this is how you're going to be. But if everybody did this, then the world would have no food shortage problem. Because the other thing, once the pumpkins and beans and sorghum have done their day in the autumn, what I'm going to do is I'm going to plant these this previous spiral that I've just finished, that I've just planted, and also the one that I'm working on now, I'm going to plant them with perennial trees and shrubs that, you know, I will cultivate myself if I can. Otherwise, I'll get some from the nursery. And like I said, I've planted a moringa tree in the very center of this one that I've just finished. And it'll be big by the time the autumn comes. And it'll lose its leaves and then it'll regrow its leaves in the spring. And I'll be able to take cuttings off it.
All right, we'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Oh, just to show you how sick things have gotten, class. I looked up the words Victory Garden, and first result was music. Music. Let me tell you what a Victory Garden is. So, during the early years of the 1900s, war emerged in Europe. And as a result, there was starvation, famine in Europe, because what happened is the farmers were recruited into the military. Farms were blown up because they became battlefields. And the result of all that is that the people were starving. So the United States came to the rescue. And as part of that, in March of 1917... that's just before the United States entered the war. The United States organized a National War Garden Commission to encourage Americans to contribute to the war effort by planting, fertilizing, harvesting, and storing their own fruits and vegetables so that more could be exported to allies in World War I. Same thing in World War II. So the people were encouraged to take it upon themselves to become do-it-yourself farmers, vegetable gardens. So gardens were clay pots. There were pots on balconies. They were backyards. And that's what happened during World War I and World War II. And it was incredibly successful. And that's nothing different from what we are teaching here at USA Prepares. We're encouraging you all to grow your own victory gardens for your own victory and for your own survival. And I cannot imagine what it would be like to not grow our own food here at our farm. I can't imagine what it would be like to be 100% dependent on people we don't know to feed us. I can't imagine what that would be like. Gwyneth, Can you imagine? I mean, I have a feeling you're exactly in the same place as the rest of the instructors at USA Prepares, preparing for ourselves, teaching, leading by example, teaching others. They can do it. They can do it. We do it. You can do it. But can you imagine what it'd be like to have to buy everything that you eat, Gwyneth? Can you imagine that? Let me let's see.
It would be absolutely okay. Horrible. It would be really, really horrible, you know, because I can see, you know, I actually cry sometimes. You know why I cry? You know what makes me cry? What makes me cry is that we are heading into a full systemic collapse. I would love to be able to do a business and to see it prosper into the future. And I can't see that happening because when you're heading into a full systemic collapse, if you can come out of that with just your belly full and a roof over your head, you're doing really, really well. And it's, you know, but there's circumstances in my life where I'm having people saying to me, government type people, you've got to do a business, etc., etc. You know, and that they're doing it because they want to drive the economy on. Okay, and so that's why they're doing it. But I'm having to play the rah 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 game with them, and knowing in my heart of hearts that it's futile. And it makes me cry. You know, I can't explain to these people that there's no point because we're heading into a full collapse and there's not going to be an economy in 5 years' time, that You better learn how to grow beans and pumpkins and corn. You better learn how to grow beans and pumpkins and corn and keep chickens. That's all I can say. You know, and tomatoes and other crops as well. But if you can grow beans and pumpkins and corn, you won't starve. Because the Native Americans are growing beans and pumpkins and corn, and that's what they were living on for thousands of years. So this is it. Does that make sense, Vincent? Hello?
Yeah, and I'm trying to imagine this person that you'd be... imagine this person that you'd be talking to from the government and then having you ask them, so what do you grow in your garden? And then you getting this blank stare, right? How many government employees do you know that have a garden class? How many? Do you know one?
Rhododendrons and hydrangeas and roses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And I would go.
Right.
Better
and maybe if we're lucky, hemlock. Class, we don't wish any ill will on anybody, but there are a lot of stupid people out there.
They're perfectly fine people. They just don't know. And that's...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.